Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. The mass of men live lives of quiet desperation. Henry David Thoreau. Aghast and feeling somewhat hollow amidst life's choices, I somehow want to blame my upbringing for my plight. I would suppose some of the spurious cards I have been dealt lie transfixed in a bad hand, as if the dealer is a devil and cheats me each time. Seriously, that is not an image I wish to project, for I understand that life is not supposed to be fair. It never will be. Furthermore, to set sights on such sophistry, wishing to even the playing field by limiting those that are somehow more privileged, is but devilish itself. Permit me to give you a scenario where you have made all the best choices that you could possibly make, basking in the rewarding glow that God has shown upon thee. You are a marvel unto all, seen as a hero and a role model, where many seek you out to just get a word of encouragement. And you dole them out honestly and in multitudes, hoping to help those who have not yet been met with fortune. Yet inside you know that there is something missing, something that calls to you in the night and won't allow sleep. It pulses in the hollows of your being, wishing to grow, to be nurtured. You can't hope to silence it. You can't shake it. Can't hide. Even the shadows lend no solace, and solitude only amplifies the voice. Mediocrity is a cancerous vine, winding its way around the hearts of men, especially in an era where they have been made to feel less of themselves. We are less aggressive, less assertive, and more effeminate. Bruce Jenner, a man celebrated as the pinnacle of athleticism and testosterone, in his earlier years transformed into Woman of the Year. Can you blame us for shirking duty and walking with slack in our backs, slumping into the realization that we are truly disposable? Confidence is lost, power is challenged, and soon, we feel regret for even being born male. Sadly, even that is in question, as legislation may make gender a matter of choice and not biology. And you may ask, as you listen to my voice, how much longer before we are just a race of androgynous, amorphous beings with no regard for our respective roles? That's catastrophizing. And we don't want to go down that road just yet. At least, not in this soliloquy. Can you feel it in your heart, that pull towards greatness? Is it thumping wildly and rhythmically each and every time you are near that passion? Is it like a magnet, yanking you free from the mundane world that shuns your true vision? I feel it. Every day I feel it. And I can no longer ignore it. It all begins with love, my dear friends. Love of yourself, love of your flaws and fears and hangups, all of the evil, vile things you've done. You must accept them, all of the good things, all reconciled and reworked and transfused into a new person. You don't have to tread this hamster wheel of death anymore. All you need is to step out of that contraption and into your purpose, into meaning. This will take all of the power you can muster, for your mind and body will resist. They will fight you and give you excuses and tell you lies like, it won't matter, or nobody thinks you're talented, or that's a horrible idea, or you will fail. If you don't want to hear these things from yourself on a daily basis while you work out your vision, you might as well quit, because I'm telling you, it will happen. Non-stop. And it's not about gaining things or recognition or fame or money. It's about being true to yourself and loving what you have been asked to present as an offering to humanity. You must contribute of yourself, from yourself. But you cannot do that if you are a house divided. Not knowing what you want, or who you are, or what you stand for, or where you want to go. You must decide on a path and move forward. It may diverge, and you may even have to double back, but you must walk on. It's all a journey. You must be deliberate. Another one of Thoreau's quotes. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. When I was younger, about 5, I remember my Aunt Ira and I were eating dinner. I had finished my chicken and left the bones on my plate. She looked at me, incredulous, and with a bit of humor in her voice, asked me, "Boy, you gonna eat them bones?" I looked at my plate like, what in the hell is she talking about? I ate all the meat off the bone. There's nothing left. You can't eat bones. Sure as the Last Jedi was trash, she grabbed the chicken wing on my plate and snapped one of the bones in two. She said, see, you got the marrow in there. She showed it to me, and immediately I was disgusted because it looked like congealed blood, but my aunt devoured it wholly and happily, doing the same with the other bones on my plate. I left bewildered, but I never forgot. Getting the most out of what life has to offer when all has been done and you think it's all over, there's usually something left over. When you are most hungry and you are seeking to feed, but all you have is bones, you suck the marrow out. You get everything you can out of every experience and look for more if it's there. Once you're done, then move on. Glean the equity, my friends. Don't live a life of quiet desperation when you can push boundaries by seeking experiences that you've not had. You don't have to run from yourself. You don't have to hide your light under a bushel. Put it on a hill for everyone to see. You know, scratch that. Build a lighthouse. Follow through with who you want to be. If you want to paint, then paint. If you want to write, then write. You want to dance? Move your ass then. But don't wait for the light of life to fade from your eyes while wondering what you could have done. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.